you are the candidate for the Green Party for the Lanark-Frontenac riding, but you are not actively campaigning. So can you explain the reasoning behind that for me, please?
Yeah, so the Green Party is a smaller party relative to, you know, the big two. So for us, what's important is making sure that we continue to show that we're maybe bigger than people think that we are. And so having candidates on the ballot helps us get recognition in terms of funding, in terms of national debates, things like that. So what we're trying to do is make sure that our party and our leader and our candidates that are in winnable ridings have every advantage possible.
But in that, you say the whole deal is to present a bigger front. As you are a smaller party, is it not counterintuitive to not actively campaign, even though it is a predominantly conservative riding?
I'm not sure I really understand what you're getting at. I don't see the harm in having a candidate on the ballot, especially when it means that we can then get our leader, Jonathan Pedno, to be invited to national debates. The one thing that I think that you might be getting at is in regards to vote splitting. And yes, we have had that discussion. And I think it's important to note that the Green Party in Lanark-Frontenac is endorsing Michelle Foxton, the Liberal candidate. And we understand the implications of vote splitting. And so we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to support the progressive candidate.
Okay, and just for clarification, what I was getting at was you want the Green Party's name to be out there on a more federal level. So I was asking that if you were not actively campaigning here, is that not counterintuitive to what you are trying to accomplish by spreading the name of the Green Party? But you just said your chapter supporting the Liberals, so I understand the vote splitting conversation.
Yeah, understandable. You know, people are still going to go into their voting stations. They're going to see Green Party represented in their riding. So if they did go into their voting booth and they did not see that, there's potential side effects to that that we don't want to deal with. So it's important that we have that recognition on the ballot, in the national debates, regardless of whether we're physically campaigning in the riding.
As you said, the local chapter's backing Michelle Fox in the Liberal Party. Why is the weight behind Michelle for this election?
Mm-hmm. You know, we a lot of us have met Michelle, had discussions with her. We believe in that her values align very closely with what we do. Not exactly. I mean, that's why she's a Liberal candidate and not a Green. But again, when it comes to vote splitting and strategic voting and the realities of the system that we live in, it's important that we recognize the will of people that want to see progressive policies, that we not do ourselves a disservice in making that more difficult for that and making it easier on conservatives. So for us, it's about, you know, the Green Party and Michelle Foxton both believe in proportional representation and electoral reform. And so for the time being, we believe that the policy of working together to achieve a common goal is worth our effort right now.